Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Federal Reserve, What Everyone Needs to Know is a concise nonfiction guide to the United States Central Bank, written by Stephen H. Axelrod, a longtime Federal Reserve insider who served in senior staff roles at the Board of Governors and the Federal Open Market Committee, published by Oxford University Press. The book belongs to the What Everyone Needs to Know series, which aims to explain complex public institutions in a clear question and answer style. Its purpose is not to argue for a single policy program, but to help general readers understand what the Federal Reserve is, how it operates, and why its decisions matter for inflation, employment, banking stability, and financial markets. Because Axelrod spent decades inside the system, the book is especially notable for combining accessible explanation with institutional knowledge. It offers a practical introduction to the Fed's structure, policy tools, communication, and public responsibilities, making a difficult subject understandable without assuming specialist training. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the Federal Reserve is organized and who actually makes policy. A major strength of the book is its explanation of the Fed as an institution rather than as a single decision maker. Axelrod helps readers see the difference between the Board of Governors, the regional Federal Reserve banks, and the Federal Open Market Committee, the body most closely associated with monetary policy decisions. This matters because public discussions often reduce the Fed to the chair alone, even though policy is shaped through a broader structure of internal roles, regional representation, and staff analysis. By explaining the system in institutional terms, the book shows why the Fed is designed to balance expertise, independence, and accountability. It also clarifies the practical tension between centralization and distributed authority. The Fed must act as one national policymaker while still drawing information from across the country. That organizational complexity is essential to understanding how policy judgments are formed, debated, and implemented. Secondly, the Fed's policy tools, interest rates, reserves, and market operations. The book places strong emphasis on the mechanisms the Federal Reserve uses to influence economic conditions. Rather than treating monetary policy as a vague attempt to help the economy, Axelrod explains how the Fed operates through short-term interest rates, reserve management, and open market operations. These tools affect borrowing costs, bank liquidity, and broader financial conditions, which then influence spending, investment, and inflation. A useful aspect of the book is that it shows why these tools are indirect. The Fed does not command economic outcomes, but works through incentives and market behavior. This helps readers understand why policy changes can have delayed effects and why central banking requires judgment, not mechanical formulas. The book also makes clear that the Fed's operational choices are closely tied to evolving economic conditions and market structure. So a tool that works in one period may be less effective in another. That operational focus gives the reader a realistic view of monetary policy as a managed process rather than a simple lever. Thirdly, inflation, unemployment, and the Fed's balancing act, another core theme is the Federal Reserve's responsibility to weigh competing economic goals. The book explains that monetary policy is often judged by its ability to contain inflation while supporting employment and overall economic stability. These goals can conflict, especially when price pressures rise, but growth weakens, forcing policymakers to choose how much tightening or easing the economy can tolerate. Axelrod's perspective is valuable because it treats this trade-off as a genuine policy problem rather than a slogan. He shows how the Fed must interpret changing data, estimate underlying conditions, and decide whether the economy is overheating or slowing. This makes the book especially useful for readers who want to understand why central banking involves uncertainty and debate. The Fed's challenge is not simply to pick a number for interest rates, but to judge the timing, scale, and likely effects of its actions. In that sense, the book explains monetary policy as a balancing act under imperfect information, where errors can produce inflation, recession, or financial instability. Fourthly, central bank independence, politics, and public accountability. The book also examines one of the most important features of the Federal Reserve, its relative independence from day-to-day political control. Axelrod's insider background allows him to explain why central banks are insulated from short-term electoral pressures, yet still accountable to Congress and the public. This independence exists because monetary policy often requires unpopular decisions, such as raising interest rates to restrain inflation. At the same time, the Fed cannot operate as a private technocracy detached from democratic oversight. The book therefore helps readers understand the institutional compromise at the heart of the Fed. It must be free enough to act on long-term economic needs, but visible enough to justify its choices. That tension is central to debates about legitimacy, transparency, and trust. By presenting the Fed as a public institution with specialized authority, Axelrod gives readers a framework for evaluating both criticism and defense of the central bank. The result is a more realistic view of how policy is made in a democracy with complex financial systems. Lastly, why an insider perspective matters for understanding Fed decision-making. The book stands out because it draws on the author's direct experience inside the Federal Reserve System. Axelrod served for decades in roles that gave him close access to monetary policy discussions, which means the book is informed by institutional memory rather than outsider speculation. This background shapes the way the Fed is described not as an abstract model, but as a working organization affected by judgment, communication, personalities, and practical constraints. That insider viewpoint is especially valuable when the book explains how policy evolves over time and why official decisions are often the product of negotiation, interpretation, and accumulated experience. Readers gain insight into how central banking actually functions in practice, including the limits of theory when faced with real-world markets and political pressures. The result is a book that can bridge the gap between introductory economics and historical institutional analysis. It is especially useful for readers who want a clear, trustworthy explanation of the Fed from someone who observed its internal processes firsthand. In conclusion, The Federal Reserve: What Everyone Needs to Know is best suited for general readers, students, policy newcomers, and anyone who wants a reliable introduction to American monetary policy without wading through technical economics or dense institutional history. Its main benefit is clarity. It explains what the Federal Reserve does, how it is structured, and why its decisions matter for inflation, jobs, banking, and markets. Because Stephen H. Axelrod wrote from inside the institution, the book offers more than a textbook summary. It captures the practical logic of central banking, including the trade-offs, constraints, and judgment calls that shape policy in real time. That makes it especially useful for readers who want to understand not just the Fed's formal powers, but how those powers are actually exercised. Compared with many books on the Fed, it is less polemical and less specialized, and that is part of its value. It provides a balanced, institutionally informed overview that is accessible to non-experts while still being serious enough to satisfy readers looking for substantive economic context. For anyone trying to understand the central bank behind major financial headlines, this book offers a compact and credible foundation. If you would like to support Stephen H. Axelrod, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.